This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll take your calls at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
It's an open line Thursday.
It is an open line Thursday, and the buzz is starting to grow that maybe Jaden Daniels will not play this weekend against the Chicago Bears. He missed practice yesterday. We just had Dave Richard, who's very plugged into the NFL, fantasy expert, who he said people are basically telling him, don't expect Jaden Daniels to play on Sunday. So that means Marcus Mariota would get the start. Do you trust him if he has to start the game?
Drabby's the biggest Commander fan in the biggest history of the world.
He would,
this week.
He would be the only
just
person,
this week.
He'd be the only person going to Fanatics.com and ordering a Marcus Mariota Commander's jersey.
Like, I know that I actually bought a Mariota jersey for my son at one point.
Okay.
I can't remember. He went through a little jersey phase, probably when he was like 11 or 12. And he had a Mariota jersey.
I'm guessing a Titans jersey when he was with Tennessee. Okay.
That is our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. I'll say, yes, I'll trust him. Do I expect him to have a performance like he did on Sunday where he only had five incompletions, had two touchdowns, and looked good? No, but I think Marcus Mariota is a competent backup quarterback in the league and can be a good spot starter. I still, if you told me right now that Jaden was playing, I said this last night, I went on the Ref the District podcast, I'd give the Commanders a 75% chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me Marcus Mariota's starting, I give them a 50.1% chance to win.
All right, still,
I think he's competent. So I trust him to be Marcus Mariota.
I think he's competent. He's obviously proven, you know, a worthy NFL player. He just, I don't know, man. I didn't see the repeatability of what he was doing. So we'll see. I don't have a lot of confidence. If Jaden plays, I would pick us. With Mariota playing, I would probably
pick the Bears.
I think
if they're able to run the ball like they have been early in the season, and he doesn't have to throw the ball more than, like, I don't know, 28 or 30 times, I think the Commanders have a really good shot at winning. But
that's the Jaden script. Jaden doesn't throw for more than 28, 30 times.
Just try to stick to that script.
I think that's what they're probably
going to
do. But I think it could be a shootout because I think Chicago's going to score. They got a bunch of guys. They got a bunch of dudes, man. They got Swift. They've got a good tight end. They've got three good receivers. I mean, they've got guys that Caleb can go to. So I kind of think it's going to be, unless, like you said, Washington just establishes the run and burns clock. I don't know where Chicago ranks.
I think that's going to be clearly their MO is to try to keep that Chicago offense sidelined as much as possible.
How would you answer your question, Cakes? Do you trust Marcus Mariota? I'll say yes.
Again, like you said, I trust him as a spot starter. I don't trust him as if it came out that Jaden Daniels, God forbid,
for 5 weeks,
to miss the rest of the season for whatever ailment. Then I wouldn't answer the same way. But if he has to start this week and possibly next week, I can live with that because I'd put him in the top, I don't know, 8 to 10 backup quarterbacks in the league. maybe even higher if you need to lean on a guy like that. But I don't want to do it for more than a start or two.
Drabby, are you now rooting for the Commanders this week?
Oh, big.
Absolutely.
Has to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I'm rooting for an individual performance of a lifetime from yeah. Mariota.
Yes,
I mean,
it's
tough to beat last week's, but I told you, he just needed the right system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And look, if they're letting him run the Oregon system where he flourished.
He's had buffoon coaches his entire career. I mean, Ken Whisenhunt, Arthur Smith, Vrabel, he can't run it, is not an offensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
you know what? He's got the magic wand of Cliff Kingsbury sprinkling that dust on him.
Maybe there's a part of me that believes that Cliff Kingsbury could make unathletic Mike Marr look good out there.
I'm not sure.
He's that much of a genius.
Why you got to do Mike? He's already suffering from the bad haircut, man. Jumping from the top rope.
Slow-mo, straight on. He's acting like he grabbed rim, too. He's even lower than me.
He's having a day.
Right. I definitely wasn't lower than Mike Marr. Let's not put that out there.
No.
When you guys did the box test, the box underneath the rim, Drab was higher than you.
Okay. Well, I never tried the box test. I just tried to grab rim. It was very short. Very short. All right, so Drab, obviously you're rooting for him. Do you actually think he can pull it off?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think he's good for one interception. Put that down. Mm-hmm. That's fine. He'll be one. You go, dang it, what are you doing, Donk? But he'll move the ball down the field. He'll put him in position. They're not going to score 50 points this week, probably not. But I think you can get to the 30s with Marcus.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
I'm not sure about that.
I like that prediction. If it holds.
Okay, high 20s. How we need high.
Let's look 20.
Give me 27 to 30.
You take 27 points because that probably would beat the Bears.
My memory's so shot. Were we somewhere? Mariota's been with us for how long? Since like.
This season.
Yeah, when did they sign him? Like in February or something?
Sometime
during
the off season.
Did we go out to a mini camp or anything? We didn't, right? The only thing I've seen is social media posts.
Right.
He looks enormous when I see him on those posts. So tall.
He's like tall 6'4". And wiry.
Yeah, 6'4". Yeah,
he looks way taller than everybody else.
He added him on March 12th, Eric.
Yeah.
He and JD are probably about the same size. Pretty close.
He looks bigger than me, but...
Might be slightly bigger.
Maybe he's not.
Who was the quarterback they said they wanted first?
Before Mariota?
That turned him down? And then we had a whole debate whether it was they were going to draft Jaden because they signed Marcus, but then there was someone else they went after.
Were they in the hunt for Minshew? I don't remember.
It was a pocket passer.
A pocket passer.
I think it was Darnold. Was it Darnold?
Maybe. I don't think Darnold was ever mentioned here. Not that I can recall.
You're more in the weeds on that than us because it's a Mariota thing. The only thing we guessed was that was maybe a tell that they were going to go after Jaden, and then later they admitted it was a tell.
Drew Locke?
They might have talked about Drew Locke. Do you think, honestly, I'm
I don't remember who it was.
Kind of stunned right now. Do you take, like, we've known Dane for a long time. Do you think that Dave has real intel that's real?
Yes.
And that, I mean, obviously somebody told him that, but it's like someone that would know.
I think he probably has good sources. With a lot of NFL teams.
And so they're saying, so maybe he talked to a trainer.
I don't know who his source might be.
I'm just speculating.
Yeah, I wouldn't have any idea.
I know you don't know. I'm just speculating. Mm-hmm. Maybe he talks to all the trainers.
I trust his intel. If people are telling him they don't think Jaden's going to go, I think he probably has a pretty good pipeline into that.
Did he say it was someone within the team?
He wouldn't say.
What if it's just a beat guy? What if it's just a media guy?
I mean, it could be. That could be it, too.
Could be, because I think there is that perception. I talked to somebody yesterday, like I said, and they said they didn't think he was going to play.
Yeah. What time is their practice?
Who did you talk? Who's your source? Somebody with the team?
Yes.
Mm.
I can't tell you.
Somebody actively employed by the team right now.
Yes.
Mm.
But I don't think what they told me was top secret info. It was their gut, just from what they had been sort of guessing and feeling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like a team doctor said, hey, right, he ain't playing or something. You know what I mean?
Team doctor would never tell you that.
I know. I'm just saying.
My source is also within the team.
That Twitter doctor I talked about earlier, he says, expect Cup to play with no issues tonight.
All right.
That's his
He's already in one of my lines.
I see Cup cleared to play. Mm-hmm. Nacua, not
yeah,
cleared
I think
to play.
He's further down the road.
Yeah, he's probably a couple weeks
away. Oh, I thought Nakua was close.
He might be close, but he's not playing tonight.
800-636-1067. Do you trust Marcus Mariota if Jaden Daniels doesn't play on Sunday against the Bears? Again, I think that there are degrees of trust.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust him to light it up and have some 400-yard game.
You just trust that he's
going to
keep him in the mix, keep him in the game.
I actually hope he runs more than he throws.
And like the Bears are good against the run, but they're not like Baltimore Ravens level good against the run.
Were they middle of the pack?
They're allowing 112 per game on the ground. Like, you can kind of get there on the ground against
maybe
the Bears.
But I think they're only giving them, what, 17 points a game or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it's like 50. Yeah, 15.8, 16 points.
Dude.
They're locking teams down.
That's stingy.
Now, they've played some scrubbinis. They've played the Jags. They've played the Panthers. I'd have to look at who else has been on their schedule. They've played some real dregs. So, you can argue they haven't faced an offense. They played the Titans. They did hold the Texans to 19 points and a loss.
By the way, is the bloom off C.J. Stroud's rose a little bit?
Well,
I mean, he's definitely not duplicating what he did last year.
He lost his best wide out by
far
in Nico Collins.
They're still 5-2.
Okay,
but he's suffering because Nico Collins is sidelined.
Yeah, I mean, he took his best receiver away.
Like, I don't think he's been bad this year.
He hasn't been, like, last year level good.
Yeah.
But part of that is Nico Collins is his best receiver by far. Like, he's way better than Diggs, way better than Tank Dell, and he's missing with a hamstring.
He's got 10 touchdowns, only 4 picks, QBR 60.2.
Okay.
I think it's pretty good.
I mean, this past week was awful because he didn't even throw for 100 yards. But
I mean,
the other weeks, he's been pretty darn good.
Tied for seventh in passing yards in the NFL.
Let's take a quick deep dive on the offenses that the Bears have faced so far. The Titans, the Texans, the Colts, Rams, Panthers, and Jaguars. There's maybe one good offense out of those six teams.
No, you're right.
One. And that's the
Texans. Still think it's going to be a test.
It will be a test. Caleb's play has upticked over the last two games. But again, his last two opponents are the Panthers and the Jaguars. The Jaguars are the easiest team to throw on in the entire league.
Mm.
The easiest.
That is true.
They're the best matchup for a quarterback you can get. And the Panthers can't be far behind.
Do you think they're going to go after Caleb a lot, but knowing that he's so, you know, versatile and that he could take off and run? Or do you think they'll just kind of try to keep him contained?
I mean, from what I saw Scott Abraham talking to Deron Payne, he said, we just need to keep him in the pocket. And he said, I think we're going to be good if we keep him in the pocket. I'm paraphrasing Deron Payne. Can't let him get outside of the edges and improvise like a mini Patrick Mahomes. If he starts doing that, because he's got wheels too. Like, he doesn't have Jaden wheels, but
he can run.
If he breaks the edge,
no doubt.
He can get a 20 or 30 yard gain with the quickness.
All right, let's go to Moose in Falls Church. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Moose, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's happening? Good morning.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Hey, I think we can trust Mariota to do simple things. I don't think we should ask too much of him. Let's try to keep it simple, meaning let's stick to the run game. You guys touched on it just a couple seconds ago. He's capable of still moving. I mean, yeah, he's not, you know, lightning speed, but he can get out of a pocket if need be. Let's hope he doesn't commit any type of, you know, no turnovers. Play a smart game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think Kingsbury's going to dial up a good game plan, but ultimately it's going to come down to the defense. Our defense.
Right.
We got to keep it well balanced. We can't ask too much of them. We can't keep, you know, it's just got to be a well balanced attack defensively and offensively.
Right.
I think we can trust Mariota. He's a good veteran. Right.
Appreciate the call. 800-636-1067 is the number. Do you trust Marcus Mariota if he has to start this weekend for the Commanders against the Bears? We'll take more of your calls next at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.